This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Chapters Network. I'm Steve Acari, your host, a psychologist. Got Tyler G. and Cheddar with me, Ashley Blum, Maureen Griffin, Curtis Damone here. We're taking over the Tantalk Radio Network here, AM 1340, AM 1350, AM 1400, now on 106.1 FM. And you can call in locally, 727-441-3000, 1-866-826-1340 is the toll-free number. And Christine, welcome to our show here tonight.
Thank you. Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. We might be a little echoey here, but we're going to work out the kinks. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
How do I get the echo off?
We'll handle that on our end.
Okay. Sure. I'm with the Center for Autism at the University of South Florida. And Rachel is on our constituency board.
Very cool.
That's good. Very cool. And we mentioned earlier in the show that Rachel had a personal emergency. She had a death in the family. She will not be here tonight. And her co-host, Tyler G. and Cheddar, is here. And myself, we have a few moments to chat with you. So talk about your collaborative efforts with Rachel.
Well, I've been friends with Rachel since I think she was in middle school. And she was developing her platform. And she wanted to talk about autism and how it affected girls particularly. And so I started working with her and have just followed her journey.
Wow, that's amazing. And what's your vision during this pandemic of helping others on the spectrum or struggling with any kind of other adversities?
Well, you know, we like to be able to predict, and individuals with autism often like to know what to expect. So that has been a challenge, as you can imagine. And all of our services and resources, which were out in the community, are now virtual. So home visits, school visits, public awareness events, everything is done through Zoom and Teams and Facebook Live.
Okay. Well, Christine, we want to thank you so very much for joining us. How can people contact you or connect with you if they want to help or support or further understand everything that you do?
Sure, and I'll drop it in the Zoom chat as well, but it's, you can get us on our website at usf.2/autism and call us at 813-974-2532.
And we're going to have an event tomorrow night. We hope to see you and your crew down there at Maple Lanes Countryside there in Clearwater, and it's from 7 to 11.
Yes, I will be there.
Yes, thank you so very much. And some of the proceeds of tomorrow's events are going right back to you and all the outstanding work that you do.
Oh, thank you so much.
We would definitely love to talk to you again.
Well, God bless you, and this is the Chapters Network here on Tantalk Radio Network, AM 1340, AM 1350, AM 1400, now on 106.1 FM. If you want to join in, please do this love train here, 727-441-3000, or the toll-free number 1-866-826-1340. But I need more music. Tyler, you killed it early in the show, and we have another host here, Maureen Griffin, that has many CDs out, several CDs out, and what are you going to show us tonight?
From our debut album, Biker Girl, all my songs are based on true stories, most of them from riding our motorcycles around the country. This song came to us when we were riding through the Georgia cotton fields and they were in bloom, and it was feeling kind of very gone with the wind, kind of very bluesy. So I wrote this song called Been Riding.
Okay, let's check it out. Florida, get ready.
One. But now I'm tired and chilled to the bone.
Is Jason Green. He's amazing. He's in the Blues Hall of Fame, and you got to check him out. Jason Green, also known as The Thumb.
Wow.
He's fabulous.
Maureen, that's awesome, awesome. And we got a lot of people making comments. They love your music here in Florida.
Oh, that's wonderful. It makes me feel so good.
Now, it's always important to be inspired by either sayings or readings or quotes. And this young lady, Ashley Blum, on her show, Teen Talk, every week, she has an amazing quote. And Ashley, share with the Florida folk here about why you do that, number one, before you flash up the quote.
So on my show, as you mentioned, I always bring up probably at least two quotes a show. It used to be one, and I was like, I think I need more, because I'm afraid people are going to start knowing me as the quote girl, which, you know what? I'm fine with it. I'm owning it. I was known as the Blum girl back in middle school, so I guess it's 2.0 now. But I always think that it's nice to hear from other people's points of view on different things that are going on in the world. And sometimes we just need that extra motivation. You know, it's not always easy to go about your day and go through the obstacles that life throws at you. It's certainly never a dull moment, especially when you have a lot going on in your life, which everyone does. And on my show, I like to go and reflect on all these quotes and give my viewers something to think about for the week to come. Just something that they can keep in their heart to push them through those difficult times in their week. And I think that it's really beautiful. I've definitely really taken a lot from these quotes, and some of them are now in my head permanently, and I just rattle them off. I could give you like 10 right now, but I have a new quote for you guys, and this one is by Richard Branson, and it says, "If your dreams don't scare you, they're too small." And it's really simple. Some of my quotes are more complicated than others, but I think this one's really short and sweet. And it's the truth. You know, on my show, my main goal is to tell people that your dreams are never too small. You can always go after what you want. I'm still in high school, but I'm trying to chase as many dreams as I can. I want to go to medical school and have a family someday. And I think that what we learn every day in our life brings us to our goals. And it's not easy. If you're in your comfort zone, you're not doing enough. And I learned that the very hard way, because my comfort zone is like my little blanket. I never want to leave it. And it's still hard for me to step out of the box sometimes. And as I said, be spontaneous. It's very tricky for me. So this quote is a wake-up call for myself, because dreams are meant to be scary. You're meant to be absolutely terrified. And that's how I've been at points in my life. And that's okay. That means you're doing it right. And that's good. So just keep up what you're doing. And once you achieve a goal, set a higher one, set a bigger one, go on to the next, and never stop becoming the best version of yourself, because it's all inside of us.
Wow, well said.
Thank you. We kick
it back with music, with quotes, and this is what we do to pay it forward. We want to give a shout out to Dawn Reese. I know she's watching right now. We've been friends for years. We simulcasted some shows together, and the first time we met each other was yesterday during when we did our show yesterday. So Dawn, thank you for hooking us up in your studio here at Tan Talk Radio Network, AM 1340, AM 1350, AM 1400, and now 106.1 FM. And we have about 10 minutes left. You can call locally, 727-441-3000, or the toll-free number 1-866-826-1340. Or you can watch this show on YouTube on www.tantalk1340.com. I want to thank Eddie behind the glass for doing a great job tonight. Let's give Eddie a round of applause here.
A bunch of
New York strangers, and really kicking it back and helping us here. But we're here for a cause. We have a big fundraiser tomorrow at Maple Lanes in Countryside. We want to share that. It's a fundraiser for many, many organizations that have come together, several that have called the show tonight, and all in the honor to giving it back, paying it forward here in Florida. It's bowling, entertainment, food, free shoes, and a great time. It's a great networking thing. I want to thank Julie Reyes for helping me set things up there, and the Laspina family, because you guys, Ashley and Tyler and Rachel, do shows from RVC Lanes in Long Island. They also own these lanes here. So we want to thank the Laspinas. I understand Mr. Laspina will be there tomorrow night, so looking forward to seeing him and all the great people that are going to be coming out. And then Grease is the Word on Saturday, March 13th at Heritage Park in Land O'Lakes, Florida. It's a free event from 4 to 8 p.m. You want to check it out. First responders, police officers, fire people are coming down. And our Chapters Rap All-Star Band 2 will be performing. Maureen, Ashley, Tyler, and Rachel.
We're very excited.
And we're very excited about that. So we're going to be doing some Grease stuff. We got our leather pants, and Curtis is going to be doing something. Right, Curtis?
Yeah, I'm just going to show up and enjoy the festivities. I heard there's a classic car show going on, too.
Yeah, yeah. So Rodney Dangerfield, how do you feel about everything that's going on here?
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know how I'm going to get there. The weather over here is hot. Oh, jeez. We'll make it out. We'll figure out how to get there. Don't worry about it.
But you came today. We had that little dress thing going on. You had the cigarettes in your T-shirt. You had the leather jacket.
The part, right?
That's right.
But, you went all out. out.
That's right, you went all out. But we are here to kind of give it back. And like I said earlier, I'm a psychologist that has been doing this stuff for a while now. I'm so thankful that us New Yorkers have been able to come down, because we're trying to plant some roots here, too, working here. Our next overnight gig, you guys don't even know this, a couple months from now, we're going to try to do something in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes.
We talked about this.
Oh, yeah.
And then the world. And then, right, so
oh, yeah.
Maureen has already sang in Nashville, right?
Yeah, Tootsies. That was an amazing experience. Yeah. I just walked in with my crown and sash, and I said, hi, I'm from New York. I want to sing here. And they said, okay, go up. And I got to sing my song, Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you're going to be playing that when we announce this. When the pandemic lifts, God willing, we're all going to hightail it to Nashville. We have a couple of friends in Nashville that are going to help us out musically and with some nonprofits there, but that's our next gig. So look out for some information on the Chapters Rap Receiving Cows Facebook page. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, but we're still here in Florida. And what we do, we have a few minutes left, and I'm going to have Ashley switch seats with me because she's going to do a little duet with Tyler Giancetta. These guys really, I admire them so much. I learned so much from them. You know, the youth is our future, and that's pretty much why I do everything that I do. It's not about self promotion or anything like that. It's really about promoting the young people. And Tyler, Ashley, and Rachel really have stepped up over the last couple of months to really help and inspire other people that are challenged with any form of disability or adversity, but young people struggling during the adversity, during this pandemic. You know, kids are isolated, they're detached, they're not in school. Mental health issues are coming up. The suicide rate is high. So we really need to keep doing our part. So I admire both of you guys. But we always end in song. So we're going to try to time this with the radio and with our live stream. I want to thank Anthony back home. Let's give Anthony a round of applause back there. And Anthony, just pop that little picture of the promo for tomorrow up on the screen so we could switch places. All right, Ash, there we go. So Ashley Blum and Tyler Giancetta will take us home in song.
Absolutely. It's an honor. And thank you again, Florida, for listening to me, for just everything. It's been an amazing experience. You've all been very welcoming to these New York strangers up in here, or I guess down here. Thank you again to Tan Talk Network for welcoming us into your home and allowing us to be on this platform. And we always strive to edutain, and like Steve said earlier, everyone's going through the hell of it in this pandemic.
In
this pandemic. And depression is up, suicide is up. And I think this song kind of gives people a little bit of hope. It's by one of our favorite bands, Ashes Remain. Fitting, Ashley doing Ashes Remain, because she will remain.
thank you guys all so much for the support. I always say on my show that it's because of the viewers that we are where we are.
Yeah, it's because of you, the people. So, without further ado, this is Where We'd Be Without You by Ashes Remain.
Sky, I'll wait for you. Even as the pages of my life roam by, I'll wait for you. I'm so desperate just to see your face. Meet me in this broken place. I need to feel you. Show me how to make it new again. There's no one I can run to, and nothing I could ever do. I'm nowhere if I'm here without you. Oh. Even if you take it all away, I'll wait for you. Even when the light begins to fade, I'll wait for you. I'm so desperate calling out your name. Meet me in this broken place. Oh, now I need to feel you. Show me how to make it new again. There's no one I can run to, nothing I could ever do. I'm nowhere if I'm here. To nothing I could ever do. Hold me now, I need to feel you. Show me how to make it new again. There's no one I can run to, and nothing I could ever do. I'm nowhere if I'm here without you.
Stay classy, Florida.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what state. You guys nail it everywhere.
I have to test our luck next time in Nashville.
That's right. So you guys, what does it mean to like sing a duet like that? It's so powerful and
music
meaningful.
Music has always been great. A part of my life. I play the ukulele. I didn't bring the uke. I should have. Next time I will. It's always been a part of my life. My dad played the guitar, and it's just kind of always been in my roots on both sides of my family, and it's always been my way to express myself and share positivity with the world.
Wow, we've been doing so many things in New York, and to come to Florida, what does it mean to you to really perform to a new crowd out there that we're going to see tomorrow at Maple Lanes in Countryside, and also see for this Grease thing? Because if we win this competition at Grease, we get $5,000 that we can give back to another charity.
We're coming for you guys.
Yes, yes. So what does it mean to really connect with a new crowd out there, Tyler?
Oh, it's been unreal. And again, just to be able to hear everyone's reaction, to be able to share it with a new platform and share it with new people who haven't heard us, and get our message out there and get our music out there through the message. It's been amazing. It's been a dream come true. I don't know about you, Ashley. I've always wanted to just be sitting at a table, playing on a live radio, just playing my heart out.
Oh, me too. This is literally
bucket list item.
It's magical, and I know that sounds cheesy, but it really is. It's a dream just to be able to inspire, and it's so much more than just being on the radio. It's why we're here, right. And it's what we're doing and our mission.
We have about 30 seconds left. We're missing somebody tonight, Rachel Barcelona.
Yes.
Tyler, talk about Rachel. Right now, I know the family is struggling during some mourning, but talk about your co-host.
Working with Rachel has been surreal. She's Miss Tampa runner-up. She's another Miss Florida. She's been amazing. She's a great ambassador for the autism community. Had a great impact on me and introduced me to so many new people that I never would have dreamed of being able to meet. I never thought when I was diagnosed at 2 years old that I would ever be speaking to Temple again.
Well, thank you very much. Ashley, real quick, 2 seconds about Rachel.
Oh, she's absolutely incredible. I look up to her, and I'm so glad that I'm her friend.
Good night, guys. Thank you for letting us in your home. God bless. We'll see you down the road real soon on the Chapters Wrap Love Train.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.